You're listening to SBS News.
It's an event that's creating a huge buzz in the high-tech world of autonomous robots and drones. For the past 4 years, Dr. Navinder Kotage and his CSIRO team have been honing their skills in the area to compete at this month's Robot Olympics, the final of the International Subterranean Challenge in the US state of Kentucky. Dr. Kotage says Australia is one of only 8 teams from around the world to have made the final, and the only team from the Southern Hemisphere.
So this challenge is about sending a fleet of autonomous robots into a completely unknown underground environment where you don't have GPS to know where you are. You're not given a prior map, so you need to develop various suites of technology to be able to tackle this challenge.
His non-human team will consist of 2 track robots, 2 four-legged robots, and 2 drones that will be given the task of navigating the tricky environment, detecting certain objects, and reporting back.
A part of the challenge is you can only have one human one human controlling a computer that has communication with the fleet of robots. So there's no option for a human to be individually remotely controlling these robots. And on top of that, there's no guarantee of radio communication to each of the robots because the nature of these environments mean they're extremely harsh for radio communication.
The event is run by the United States Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Program manager Dr. Timothy Chung says underground settings are becoming increasingly relevant to global security and safety.
Rising populations and urbanization drive the demand not only to build up, but also to build down, requiring first responders to perform their duties underground. In many ways, subterranean environments have remained an untapped domain in terms of developing breakthrough technologies for national security. We're looking for audacious ideas on how to overcome the numerous difficulties these locations present. Poor visibility and communications, difficult access, and unpredictable terrain among them, and provide previously unimaginable capabilities for warfighters and emergency responders.
He says competitors will be challenged to send their robots into 3 specific underground emergency situations.
The first will focus on human-made tunnel systems. The second will focus on underground urban environments such as mass transit and municipal infrastructure. The third will focus on naturally occurring cave systems.
And it's not just a game. According to Dr. Kotage, the technology has great potential to save lives in a range of dangerous industries.
In the search and rescue domain, in the mining domain, where you wouldn't want to send humans in the first instance due to dangers and hazards in those environments. That's where these sort of autonomous robots can be really useful, where you can send them in ahead to get information and situational awareness. It's almost like kind of a canary in the coal mine type of a situation where there could be noxious gases, rockfalls, various hazards that could impact humans going into these environments.
As well as the glory of going for gold at these Olympics, there's also quite a financial incentive for teams competing. A $2.7 million research prize for the victor, more than $1.3 million for silver, and $677,000 for bronze. Gareth Borum, SBS News.